Hey everybody, welcome again to HL News. We've got Greg Armanini. He's the VP of Product Management at a company called JumpCloud. And we're going to talk about some interesting things that's happening in this device management world. Greg, first of all, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty awesome. Thanks for having me, Julian. Pleasure to talk to you.
All right, let's just jump into this. So just for those who don't know JumpCloud, what does JumpCloud do?
Yeah, so JumpCloud is, I'd say it's an open directory platform. And what that means is we aggregate users, their resources, and their devices across your company, right? And all your clouds in one place. And the way I think about it is, it's really a combined identity management and device management solution. And that makes it really exceptional in the probably the mid-market and small market organizations for getting work done, right? So this is the type of platform you need to run your business today to manage all of your different resources.
You know, it's like when you think about it, right? There's so many devices that's in there that are in companies, right? And you've got so many people claiming to think you know who they are, but maybe they're not who they claim to be. You know, identity management is a big thing these days in companies. What's happening right now? What is this what's happening in this industry right now?
Yeah, well, most certainly there's a lot of moving parts. I mean, especially when you consider both the identity space and the devices space. On the identity side, there are all sorts of concerns with identities and theft and attacks. On the devices side, there's absolutely a proliferation of devices across enterprises and organizations. Both of them have created a larger trend where organizations are seeing a strong need to consolidate. So traditionally, you would manage your identity solutions, your resources, and your devices in different tools. And that makes it really hard to have what I'll call an access perimeter, right? Common visibility, common workflows, and use cases. So right now, one of the bigger trends I'm seeing, just in the feedback from our customers is, they've got to consolidate. So consolidation is a huge theme. And some of it, again, is related to combining workflows and visibility. Some of it in this market is pricing pressure, right? Individual point solutions generally cost more. And I think, more interestingly, back to that early security point I made, the most savvy customers are starting to realize that when you combine the identity management and the device management space into one, that intersection, that is the sweet spot of where you need to be to create that access perimeter, right? You create a device identity. And when you think about threat actors and people phishing, when you have, for instance, we'll call it a token that's unique to a user on a device, you can't have that be phished, and you can't go and attack somebody's company resources. So that's a huge trend that we're seeing. A lot of people, in other words, think about the terms passwordless and zero trust. Those are all possible when you put those two together.
You know, it's like it used to be before when you maybe had one device or maybe two, but these days, right? An employee could have multiple devices, right? And identity has to be somehow married to these things in a way, because when you log into one device and then you log into another device somewhere else, the thing says, "Hey, is that you? Are you logging into the same device somewhere else? Like, what's going on? How could you be at two places at the same time?" Right. So that seems to be a challenge as well with all the various environments and with devices and so on. How is that working?
Yeah, it's definitely a great observation. And it's not just mobile devices. I think the industry average we see, employees have about 2.5 devices. Really, that means everybody has a work laptop, everybody has a personal phone, and most people have a tablet where they do access resources. And it's most definitely heterogeneous or fragmented, meaning in the old days, you'd see mostly Windows in the workspace. Now you see a ton of Mac, a ton of mobile devices, some parts of the world almost exclusively Android. And you're right, you need to have a common way to secure those endpoints. So some of those are going to be corporate, some are personal. The common element is what we call at JumpCloud device trust. So when you've registered your device We're able to, know who it is in our Open Directory. And then you're right, you can apply things like access policies to make sure it's somebody that you trust, doing that. And if you think about the proliferation of anywhere work, it's equally, critical to have what I'll call is, graduated access security policies in today's enterprise, meaning if somebody is in an airport kiosk on an unmanaged device, effectively, there's no trust. So you block access, right? So that has to work out of the gate in today's environment. On a mobile device that maybe is a personal one, a BYOD device, maybe once it's registered with device trust, you let it have access to some resources, but not all. And then on that corporate resource that you have fully managed and you fully trust, you give it, full access. And of course, you can layer extra things like MFAs on top of it, but it's a really critical construct today that you need with your, your work platforms.
You know, sometimes you wonder, man, how would you manage all these devices without some way to, to pull all these things together? Because you're talking, Macs and Android stuff, and you've got people doing crazy stuff. I mean, people do lose their devices in airplanes, right? Happened to me. And, you do end up buying a device, and then it's like, I got to start all over again. And, it's crazy because it's hard to determine, what is a bad thing and what's a good thing and what's okay and what's not okay, because it's sort of merging together, right? It's managing that stuff is not easy these days, isn't it?
I think that's a true statement. The more modern identity and device management platforms are built with that in mind. So we're able to, show you a single view of all your apps, all your users, all your devices. And we use things, to get a little specific. We have things like dynamic groups. So we can say, I just want to see everything where there might be a new device, right? Who signed on a new device? And you can set a criteria for that and then have it show up in a shorter list so that you can stay a little bit more sane. It's a bigger theme, right? How do we bring workflow in essence to, the day-to-day lives of an IT admin? Really critical. That is an emerging theme. And we're spending a lot of our effort thinking about workflows. And, back to your question about, sure, what do I do with a lost device? Well, the system works really well when, we've created what we call is initial trust, meaning when you sign up as an employee using JumpCloud, you'll be registered, you'll register your work machine, you'll register what we call your MFA app, right, to do your validation. It's usually your personal device. And that'll be, biometrically locked, as will your work device, right? So only you can open them. So worst case, back to your plane example, if you forget it on the plane, it's effectively bricked, which is great. But then, if you still have your phone, you should be able to get to those work resources, ask for help. You could even walk into an Apple store or, go to Best Buy or what have you and get a new machine. And then because you have your password, the thing you know, plus the thing you are or have, which is your device, you can effectively get back to work and we can just push down all the right info. So, platforms like ours are really targeted towards these remote, anywhere, just-in-time use cases. And we back it with workflow, right? Just to keep the IT admin on top of the game.
So you just can't make an excuse. I mean, I lost my device. I can't work anymore for that. That's right. Gone now. So, I mean, on top of all that, right? I mean, the discovery process that companies get the shock and awe from when they actually go through the discoveries, something that always, I always get surprised on it, but I'm not anymore. They do a spin up and they try to discover the device. And wow, I didn't know we had that many devices. And oh my God, I didn't know we had that many apps. What is that looking like with the people who think they know what they have, and then when they do an assessment, what they really have?
Yeah, it's a good insight. Look, there is an emerging space around what we'll call observability in the enterprise. So you obviously know over the last 10 years, we've transitioned from all on-prem resources to all cloud resources, which creates its own sense of need for what we call SaaS discovery. And one of the things we're hearing from our customers is, help me define that new perimeter, help me create an access control plane around all the resources I own. And that starts with, you know, being able to know what your employees are doing in terms of, are they going to apps every day that are, you know, authorized, you know, and authorized generally means you've configured like an SSO, so you can, you know, have a direct relationship, the users go there. There's other sites that, you know, you don't care as much about knowing, but you give them like a password manager tool to make sure they're not letting their credentials leak. So that's something we would do. And then there's yet another use case, which you're hinting at, which is a lot of employees are going to places that you'd be surprised to find out. And that's an emerging concern for most IT and security admins. And that's getting into more of that shadow IT discovery. That's a huge trend. And if you think about the world of, you know, cyber insurance, cyber attacks, everything we're living in, you know, a big emerging concern that our customers are telling us is, help me control the unknown and effectively carve that out if that's what I need to do.
Yeah, I mean, trying to figure what to know what you don't know, it's kind of a weird thing to really ask. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's where the vulnerabilities are, right? And but leads me to this Resmo thing you purchased, a company you recently purchased for asset management and SaaS security. Why and how does that fit into the whole playbook?
Yeah, no, I think everything we just talked about, I think, leads up ironically rather nicely to that. We generally at Jump Cloud, you know, work based on voice of the customer, meaning we spend a lot of time talking to our customers and seeing what they need. As I shared earlier in the call, they want consolidation. They're generally asking us for a single pane of glass, a single tool. And having a sense of, okay, I have all my resources under management by Jump Cloud. The next question is, how do you help me with the workflow? How do you help me with the discovery, with the auditability, right? The visibility. And that's where we have customers who have asked us for asset management. And it means a bunch of different things in the industry. But in general, when you start to think about, you know, what that means with the Resmo acquisition, it's, you know, Resmo is this great tool that allows you to have SaaS asset management and, you know, really know what's happening in terms of what your employees are doing. So that discovery use case, Resmo will allow us to see where your employees are going, right? In just a passive anonymous way, and help you see sites that might not have the reputation that you want. And then you can set rules to say, well, we're going to disallow that. And in aggregating that list, it gives you a whole picture of your SaaS footprint. And that SaaS footprint will look generally like, where are the places that are going that are maybe unauthorized? And I'll take care of that and remediate it. So that answers our security ops request. Mm-hmm. What are the apps that, you know, I should probably do something about? And think about this as almost like a health check. Or mm-hmm. like, they're going to this site, but they did it by entering a password, but you could use something like SAML or OIDC, right? One of these mm-hmm. standard identity constructs to make it passwordless, right? Which is much more secure. And then here's the known list of those, you know, identity enabled applications already. Between all three, you have an asset report. And then you can look at things downstream like, well, you know, who's going where and how much is it costing you? Are the people who are supposed to be going there using their license? Should you have it removed? It opens the door to not just the security end of things, but also to the asset optimization world of SaaS management. And then one of the things, because we do a lot with native installed apps and devices, of course, we can extend that thinking to more traditional IT asset inventory. So think about device hardware inventory. A lot of our customers want us just to add that extension. And that's something we'll made up nicely so that we'll have your SaaS inventory of things and your spend, perhaps, your list of devices, maybe, you know, the issue date, who it belongs to, when should it be refreshed? And then think about, on all those devices, the installed apps, right? Which also is a concern. Like, are there any apps that I don't want on the device? Or conversely, are all the apps that I've licensed to a user being used for the right purpose? So it becomes a holistic solution. And that's really why, you know, we brought Resmo into the fold.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, sometimes, you know, companies, you know, you buy a whole whack of licenses, you know, but then you bought it because you want your employees to use it. Then you realize, wait a minute, you know, half of them are not using it. They're using something else. So why do we went with this one as opposed to that one? And then, you know, you bring up these questions, but it seems like, you know, employees kind of do what they do and they end up with these rogue apps and so on. So, you know, companies got to figure out, I mean, are we really paying too much for stuff? Because optimization is really the big thing these days, right? Consolidation and optimization are the words I hear the most with companies when they're trying to figure out, like, what do I do moving forward? You know, in a world of unlimited resources, yeah, let's add it, let's buy it. But then, you know, there's a limit. I'm assuming though, Greg, that when you're monitoring these things, right, is it kinds of a little bit of a gray area in that you're monitoring the user activities and behaviors. How do you manage that fine line with overreaching into what they're doing privately as opposed to, you know, what they should be doing within the corporate world?
Yeah, I think that that's a great question. The thing I'll say there, you know, one, yes, you're right. There's a lot of duplicative behaviors because there is no centralized asset management plane. Then in terms of the other aspect of it, okay, how much presumed privacy is there in an enterprise? I mean, the reality is there are some perception questions there. If I was an employee and I was told, hey, we're tracking you, but look, you know, 80% of organizations are going through, you know, web access gateways in some fashion. You know, it's presumed that your employees are not watching you in a bad way. They are just making sure there's guardrails. They're not looking at what's happening. They're like, hey, are they going to a place that's not a great place? And let's you know, make sure that doesn't happen. So, you know, the message is true also in the world of device management. You know, you're managing a device for a company or an employee, but we're not doing anything, right? And the device manufacturers in this case won't let you do anything that wouldn't be considered above board, meaning on a personal employee device, as an example. This is a related example to your question. If I enrolled my iPhone or my Android device that it's mine in to get my work account, what happens is you actually have what's called a partitioned enrollment, meaning all the work stuff goes in a physically separated container, and you can only manage the apps on that physical container within the device. You can't go into the personal container. Mm. And when the employee leaves the company, all those work apps just go away, right? So the reality is that, you know, privacy is job one on these platforms. And so there's very high levels of rigor around making sure employees are safe and protected, and that work assets are also protected and isolated from, you know, maybe exfiltration even, right? So mm-hmm. Think about the organization's perspective of, wait, I've got important documents in my workspace on an employee device. How do I block those from being cut and paste, right? A perfectly valid use case. So all of those controls are in place, and it's a really critical aspect of the modern IT stack.
Yeah, I mean, it is a fine line, and I wanted to get that out there, and that, you know, there is a work world and then there's a private world. And
yeah,
don't forget, man, there's also insider threats, right? And, you know, that's what happens, right? You're from the work world to the private world, and that's what it is. But, I mean, this is our reality today, because I guess the bottom line is the outcomes are, if you're not doing these things, then you're opening yourself to more vulnerabilities. And, you know, what's the consequences of that, right? It affects the entire company. It's kind of like the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few type attitude, you know?
Totally. Yeah, and you're hitting on a great point, right? The notion of an insider threat, sure, that does exist. There's examples of that. You know, And I think about the tools that we're building in the industry. Like, we want to take care of that just as much as we want to protect the end user. So think about this as, the notions around privileged access management, right? Making sure that somebody with that access, does not have unconstrained access. If there is a bad actor within a company, right? Making sure that they're removed from resource access immediately when you have them leave the company, as an example. Those are all the things we also think about, and we want to make sure that that's part of what I called earlier the shadow IT equation. It's not just about end users. It's about, hey, what if this admin signed up for this service with some credential and they leave the company and, boy, gosh, maybe they're still using it with company resources. I don't know. So one of the things we need to do in our solution stack is to make sure that we're blocking access, right? That's really what we want to do. We're going to protect end users in multiple ways. We're going to protect companies in multiple ways so that, they can move forward in what I'll call is an environment that has a lot of various threat actors today.
And growing. You never know what's coming around the
That's
corner.
right.
I'm assuming too as well here, Greg, that you didn't just buy Resmos. You've actually integrated it, right? So it's not just another thing that's working in a bit of a silo. Is it
Yeah.
integrated?
Well, so the reality is we just closed the deal this week.
Okay.
So we've
Oh, this week. All
yeah,
right.
so we've started making plans to integrate, and it'll be an integral part of our platform. So for sure, it's going to augment some of the things we already do today, and we'll bring some new capabilities into the fold. It's going to be a pretty exciting journey, actually.
That's a fresh acquisition.
Oh, yeah.
You can't wave the magic wand and get that integrated right away. Absolutely. I'll leave you with a last word, Greg. What do you want everybody to know out there about the latest stuff that's coming out of JumpCloud?
Well, I'm actually personally excited about what's happening. And this goes back to the intersection of devices and identity management. Last year we released a feature called JumpCloud Go. It's our version of a highly phishing resistant passwordless technology, right? So this allows you to, with almost 100% confidence, log into a device and make sure that it is the person who you say it is. So there's things like Go, which are, next generation authentication capabilities. They're really exciting. And I would, make sure that anybody who is responsible for an IT organization be thinking about how do they get there. Whether it's a JumpCloud solution or something like it, it's very critical to have that aspect of your story well understood and covered. Not just for one OS, but for every OS. And in our world, we manage Mac, Windows, Linux, iOS, and Android, right? So that's what I mean by everything. So you need to be thinking about a cross-platform solution for user identity management, device management, and then above it, things like JumpCloud Go, which tie it all together. And then, of course, looking forward to the future, given we just talked about the Resmo acquisition, a layer above, which is going to be a visibility and perimeter to make sure that everything you authorize in your corporate IT environment, you know who it is, you know why they have access, you can control their access, and things are much better that way. So that's really the high line, both from a trends perspective and from, what's unique about JumpCloud that you should know.
Gotta love a company that's got the plan, the roadmap laid out like that. It just makes great sense. Website address, by the way, Greg, for ready to learn more is jumpcloud.com.
That's correct. That's
Okay.
correct. You can sign up for a free trial there and try it yourself.
There you go. Greg, keep us posted. Looks like you got some really interesting stuff, and Resmo acquisition looks like another really great fit for you guys and what you guys are trying to achieve. So keep up the great work, man. Keep us posted. Cheers.
Yeah, appreciate it. Cheers, Julian.